Lutheran Public Radio is now a nonprofit organization. That means all past, present, and future gifts to LPR are tax deductible. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, and mail it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a tax-deductible gift online, issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support. Here's the time that Jeff loves most of all, Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. He gets to go back and admire his handiwork in the course of a week, every week. Just a little soundbite, a little taste of what's been good on Issues Etc. So much is good, but what's been especially good on Issues Etc. throughout the week. We play these four soundbites, and then we ask you to vote for the one you think ought to be the soundbite of the week. Now, you can vote because you like it, you hate it, you think it's interesting, you've never heard it before. Your reasons are your own. All we ask that you do is give us a call, 1-877-762-3693, or email us talkback at issuesetc.org, and tell us which one you think should be the soundbite of the week. Every week we try to have these soundbites up a day early on the website so that people can listen to them and vote in advance. Soundbite number one comes from a caller, Andy. He's talking about self-justification.
I'll just give you my personal experience, if that's all right. During the late 60s, when we were involved in the Vietnam War and I was in college, I felt very self-justified in opposing the war. It seemed like an evil thing to me, and I thought, well, Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, and I'm going to be a peacemaker. On the other hand, of course, the position of the pastor at the Lutheran Church was the traditional Lutheran position. It was that you support your government, and it is sinful not to. But now, of course, I recognize that the peacemaking that Jesus was talking about was peace between God and man, not between nations. And I also realize that I was somewhat arrogant, that I was actually sinning by trying not to sin. And I'll just leave it at that.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two this week comes from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, always good for a soundbite, on the similarity of Roman Catholic and evangelical ethics.
This just war theology was developed in a Roman Catholic context, and the object of all Roman Catholic ethics is to find a way by which you can justify yourself and not feel guilty for doing what you're doing. And it's fascinating that many evangelicals have this very same philosophy. Therefore, the Reformation position is far better on this, that you don't think ever that you can justify yourself. But the whole idea is to recognize that we are sinners, and these then drive us to the cross to ask for forgiveness and dependence upon Jesus Christ to justify us, rather than our trying to justify ourselves. And therefore, I become very nervous in the face of Roman Catholics who are trying to stick in their thumb and pull out a plum and say, what a good boy am I, in relation to a world conflict, or evangelicals who think that, somehow, whatever decision they make, they can justify it before God.
All right, that's soundbite number two, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. Is that the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. And by the way, best vote this week, we tend to listen to those phone callers first. Best vote this week will get the LPR bundle package, Lutheran Public Radio bundle package. It is an Issues Etc. t-shirt. It's I Have Issues t-shirt. It's an Issues Etc. travel mug and an Issues Etc. pen to the best vote for soundbite this week. Soundbite number three, Dr. Robert George, on President Obama and the so-called rightful place of science.
What President Obama was signaling there was the idea, which I believe is reprehensible, that science should be liberated from ethical limits of the sort that were imposed on it during the Bush administration, when President Bush prohibited the use of federal funds for research involving the deliberate destruction of embryonic human beings in the embryonic stage of development. If we begin killing human beings at any stage, from the embryonic stage into the natural death of the human being, we will have compromised the very foundations of biomedical science. We will have fallen into the idea that it's justified to kill in the cause of healing, and that's a very bad idea. So I was very disappointed in President Obama's statement. It was unfair to the Bush administration, which in its embryonic stem cell research policy did not remove science from its rightful place, but rather ensured that science remained within ethical limits so that science can be the servant of man, not his master.
Okay, that's soundbite number 3. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. It's time to vote right after this next soundbite. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Soundbite number 4 from Dr. Carl Fikencher on the place of the cross in biblical preaching.
He takes the hearers to the cross and the resurrection of Jesus. The very same point that comes up throughout Scripture when God's men preach, either very clearly or more subtly, always taking us to the cross. A misunderstanding of that may be a reason that people do feel the cross doesn't belong in every message. If we don't understand that the cross is really God's way of delivering to us all good things, every blessing on earth and in eternity, by reconciling us to God, by removal of our sin, then we might not appreciate the cross. If we realize, however, that the cross is the way God gives us all good things, then we're going to long to hear the cross every single Sunday, no exception.
All right, now it's time to vote for the soundbite of the week. Soundbite number 1, caller Andy on self-justification, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number 2, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the similarity of Roman Catholic and evangelical ethics, 1-877-623-MYIE. Or soundbite number 3, Dr. Robert George on President Obama and the so-called rightful place of science, 1-877-623-6943. Or soundbite number 4, Dr. Carl Fikencher on the proper place of the cross in biblical preaching, 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. This email comes from Kevin in Indiana. While I find 3 very current, important, and timely, I will make my vote for number 4. Number 4 addresses the problem rather than the symptom, like 3 does. Our sinful state is the problem, and we definitely need to be focused on the cross always. If we were, then we would realize that we're not in control and that it's not up to us to decide right and wrong, that he has already done and everything already done for us. Thank you very much, Kevin. That's one vote for soundbite number 4. When we come back, more votes as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. What kind of physical and mental anguish did Jesus endure in the hours leading up to his death? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February is titled He Was Crucified. It's written by medical doctor Gerald Stanley. You can browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can purchase He Was Crucified by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Enrich your meditation on Christ's passion with He Was Crucified, 1-800-325-3040.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. Visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastors or lay leaders to hold a seminar in your area. Go to theclcc.org.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc.
A lot of us across this country are really thankful to be hearing your voices again.
Dr. Albert Moeller, president of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, with his thoughts on the return of Issues, Etc.
It's great to be with you guys on Issues, Etc. Welcome back. A lot of us across this country are really thankful to be hearing your voices again. It's always great to be with you guys.
We're Talk Radio for the Thinking Christian, Issues, Etc. Listen live or on demand at www.issuesetc.org.
On behalf of the staff of Issues, Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues, Etc. Thomas Vasek, Pastor Neil Edlin, Lisa Sandino, Jan Mashman, Anna Rowden, Robert Luft, Frank Yokish, Pastor David Constein, and Marianne Yakish. Thanks for your support.
All right, folks, here's your chance to win the Lutheran Public Radio Bundle Package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, and an Issues Etc. pin. We're playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Monday on the program, we'll begin a three-part daily series with Dr. Gary Zeroth. We'll discuss the parable of the dishonest steward as well with Pastor Bill Swirla Monday. What are we going to be talking to Zeroth about, Jeffy?
He's the guy we interviewed a couple weeks ago on Men in Church.
That's all right. I mean, it was an ellipsis, I figured.
Actually, I did on purpose because I wanted to say more about basketball, and he didn't give me the opportunity. So I purposely put that out there because I knew you'd throw it back to me, and then I'd be able to turn my mic on.
All right. Hey, you can turn on your mic anytime you want. I don't control it.
Well, an update. My team hasn't played in a couple weeks.
What's the name of the team?
Randy Moore Repair Service.
Okay.
Last year was Ezra Frozen Foods. We've won two games this year. Last year we won one. We have three games left, one game this coming Wednesday, and the following Wednesday, the 18th, I believe it is, we have a doubleheader, and then the season is over, and then we start the YMCA League. This is the city league we're playing in right now. And I wouldn't try to be a team 100 to nothing. I wish I had the opportunity. I wish I had the ability to think about it.
You're not going to see Randy Moore's repair running up the score anytime soon. No. Well, I tell you what. I mean, it's an improvement over Edwardsville Frozen Foods. They were the ones on the receiving end of that more often than not. I mean, it's kind of a sad thing. David's listening in Newport, Oregon. Hi, David.
Yes, here.
What's your vote for Soundbite of the Week?
They're all four very good, but I selected three because of the timing of it. With President Obama.
Dr. Robert George on President Obama's talking about the rightful place of science. Well, thank you very much, David, and thank you for listening in Newport, Oregon. What about the rest of you? Which should be the soundbite of the week? Caller Andy on self-justification, number one. Number two, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the similarity of Roman Catholic and evangelical ethics. Number three, Dr. Robert George on President Obama and the rightful place of science. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Carl Fikencher on the rightful place of the cross in biblical preaching. 1-877-623-6943. Here's some email votes. Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois says, I vote for soundbite number four. As I grow in my faith and discover more and more my sin and my need for a Savior, the cross shows me that all my sins are removed. It is only at the cross that we find all good things. There is no good apart from the cross. Thus, I long to hear the cross every Sunday. It is the highlight of my week. Frequently, the service is over, and I will say to a person next to me, let's do it again. Marilyn, thank you very much. People do, when they start hearing the message of the cross, they can't get enough. That's a vote for soundbite number four. Another vote for soundbite number four from Jen in Virginia. She says, why do you have to make it so hard to pick a favorite soundbite? Soundbite number one is spectacular. Coming from a listener, it makes it more so. What a great insight on peace. I'm way behind on my podcast listening, so I'm hurrying up so I can hear that segment. Sounds good. When I hear two, I thought, gee, now I have to pick between two great ones on the same subject. And who wouldn't vote for Dr. Montgomery? Of course, three is appropriate because of the battle that will continue in government over who qualifies as human. However, she says, my vote goes for four. The cross is the point of everything for Christians. The caller in number one gets it. His definition of peace was transformed by the cross and Christ's work. She says, thanks to Dr. Vikancher. Now let's go listen to that one again. Thanks for all you do, Jen. Thank you as well. This email comes from Michael in Indiana. He's voting for soundbite number 3, Dr. Robert George. Killing in order to heal. How seared is the conscience that it can accept such a statement, and yet our sinful condition is the evil we accept and even promote? And that's why I'm voting for 4, Dr. Carl Vikancher. Oh, he said he wanted to vote for 3. Change it there. I misread it. He's actually voting for 4, Dr. Carl Vikancher. The cross is truly the way God gives us all good things. Despite our wicked state, God punished his own perfect son in our place and declares us not guilty. What a soundbite. I want to hear it again and again. That's a good reason for voting for your soundbite, by the way. This one from Dennis in St. John's, Michigan. My vote is for Dr. Vikancher in the entire series covered during the past week. We did examples of biblical preaching. You can find it at our website, issuesetc.org. The quote simply explains why we find such joy in being Christ-centered, cross-focused. To those who seek their own salvation, the cross is a stumbling block. To the unbeliever, it's foolishness. To those who proclaim Christ as our Savior, it is the joy of our salvation and reconciliation with our God. Very well put, Dennis, and thanks for listening in Michigan. Here's a vote for soundbite number 1. I'd like to cast my vote for Andy's soundbite, largely because the last thing he said, I was actually sinning by trying not to sin. This made me both laugh aloud in my living room and was very helpful in furthering my understanding of the law. We sinners sure do ridiculous things trying to justify ourselves, don't we? Paul in South Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Thank you very much for that vote. A vote for soundbite number 4. I vote for Dr. Vikancher's excellent soundbite because it really says all and quite eloquently, I might add. It doesn't hurt that he was my beloved pastor for 9 years. Deborah in Dallas says, thank you for your excellent presentation on Christless Christianity, the Contemporary Church at the Free Conference in Plano. I was pleased to meet you and hope to get the pleasure again someday. Deborah, thank you very much. Good to meet you too. This email comes from John in St. Louis. I vote for soundbite number 2. Whenever Christians try to find self-justification in their actions, such as positions on war, I immediately think of your recent conversation with Pastor Swirla on the parable of the Good Samaritan. We should see ourselves as the priest stuck between a rock and a hard place. We can never rightly serve all our neighbors. Let us first ask Christ for repentance. And then and only then should we use our best judgment on such matters. John, thank you very much for listening in St. Louis. Here's a vote for soundbite number 3. Dr. Robert George, I've been following the Obama presidency, writes Jake in St. Paul, Minnesota, as close as I can, and I completely agree with the concerns that Dr. George expresses. All pro-life Christians should be praying daily that our president will be changed by the Holy Spirit and not do the wicked things he proposes to do with regard to abortion. Jake, thank you so much, and that's a good thing to pray for. A vote for soundbite number 4 comes from Paul in Colorado. I vote for number 4, Dr. Vikancher. Why? It's all about the cross. Without the cross, there are only death and condemnation. Thank you very much, Paul. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Still time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's a vote for soundbite number 2. Comes from David in Garland, Texas, also near my hometown in Dallas. All wonderful sound bites. Again, it just shows how consequential the issues that this show addresses are. Certainly enjoy the stimulation. I'm going with John Warwick Montgomery. While I always personally bothered by whether war is just or not from Vietnam onward, Dr. Montgomery cast a light on the self-righteousness of those who justify themselves for opposing a war by appealing to the just war theory. Man, he was listening well to Dr. Montgomery. David, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Texas. A vote for soundbite number 2. All right, let's play the winner. It's soundbite number 4, Dr. Carl Vikancher, on the place of the cross in biblical preaching.
He takes the hearers to the cross and the resurrection of Jesus. The very same point that comes up throughout Scripture when God's men preach, either very clearly or more subtly, always taking us to the cross. A misunderstanding of that may be a reason that people do feel the cross doesn't belong in every message. If we don't understand that the cross is really God's way of delivering to us all good things, every blessing on earth and in eternity, by reconciling us to God by removal of our sin, then we might not appreciate the cross. If we realize, however, that the cross is the way God gives us all good things, then we're going to long to hear the cross every single Sunday, no exception.
Okay, that's the soundbite of the week this week. I think I'm trying to figure out who to give the LPR bundle package to. I'm leaning toward and actually deciding on Jen in Virginia, who voted for soundbite number four, by the way. That doesn't get her the package. It's just that she had a way of tying all of the soundbites together and understanding the centrality of the cross. Jen, thank you very much. And thanks to everybody for playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. James Tonkowicz is going to be our guest, president of the Institute on Religion and Democracy based in Washington, D.C. This is a hard thing to understand. The dual faith of an Episcopal priest who's been nominated for bishop in northern Michigan. His dual faith, he says, both Christianity and Zen Buddhism. He's ordained, actually, not only as a priest in the Episcopal Church USA, but also as a lay priest or a lay minister or a lay whatever in the Buddhist faith. And he says he can hold the two together. He can walk as a Christian and a Buddhist together. We'll find out what James Tonkowicz thinks about that. Then we will review a sermon preached by Pastor George Borghardt on the occasion of the Transfiguration at St. Mark Lutheran Church in Conroe, Texas, an Issues Etc. sermon review, and then Issues Etc. comment line. We'll play some of the comments that you've left on our Issues Etc. comment line, and we'll respond to them. By the way, that comment line number, as usual, 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384, open 24 hours for your questions and your comments. Monday on the program, we'll begin a three-part daily series on men and church. We'll talk with Pastor Bill Swirla about the parable of the dishonest steward. We'll also discuss Christ's descent into hell with Pastor Peter Bender, and we'll talk to Dr. Michael Behe about Darwinian evolution. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour two of Issues Etc. is straight ahead. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.